Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up? And welcome back to another episode of the Straight Shooter Recruiter Podcast. I am your host, Emily Durham. I am like in such a good mood, mostly because it's my birthday tomorrow. So I'm recording this on the 25th. It's kind of late at night. I'm going to hit the gym after this. I'm done my work for the day. Granted, it is late at night, baby. I've been working a lot, but we're going to table that. We're going to have to talk about that in another episode. I'm actually thinking of making a YouTube video about it because I talk a lot, period, end of sentence. That was dumb. I talk a lot about like doing it all, how I balance two full-time jobs. And baby, let me tell you, I'm not balancing it. Right now it's balancing me. Like I am not doing well. Your favorite influencers on the internet who are posting about how they manage everything, sister, they're not doing well. And I'm one of them. Like I'm going through it. I am like at a crossroads in my career, lots of amazing growth, lots of good things, but I'm just tired and it's becoming impossible to manage the podcast, social media, consulting. Like it's a lot. But all to say, like feeling energized, feeling good. I did skip last week's podcast. I just needed a break, y'all. I really did. And I really didn't want to miss this week because it's my birthday and I love this show. And I didn't want to like rob myself of quality time with you because that's what genuinely, it brings me joy. What can I say? But I'm going to do a questions episode this week because if I think about what I have the most fun doing, it's live reacting to your questions. And that's my birthday gift to myself. But also wanted to say huge thank you. We hit 500,000 followers on TikTok a week ago, so last week, and I'm already at 520,000. So like life is happening fast over there. Hugely appreciate you. Appreciate every single person who has subscribed, will subscribe, considered subscribing, blah, 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 blah. I think that third coffee was a mistake at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I made a grave error. But let's get into it. Nar, you ready? Let's hop into it. Yeah. Buy my merch, first of all. It's fantastic. It's fun. It's funky. It's like kind of cheeky to bring into your boss. And I would say the second thing is don't forget to leave a rating and review. Okay, ciao. Love you. Bye. Wait, no, bye. Hi. Talk to you in 2 seconds. Be right back. Oh my God. All right, bestie, let's hit that first question. I'm so ready for it. Dear Emily, I work in tech and I recently applied for a role where the salary is advertised in the ad and it's way lower than my expected salary. And frankly, lower than it should be for that position, but that's besides the point. I applied anyways because I figured the salary is negotiable. During the interview, they asked me my expected salary and I told them. They very condescendingly told me off that the salary advertised is lower and didn't I read the job ad? Oh my God, what? I was caught off guard by the question and the tone and had no idea how to answer. How do I even answer this question in the future? Am I wrong for applying to this job? All of my male friends in tech tell me that they regularly negotiate the salary to be higher than advertised. So something tells me they wouldn't speak to me like that if I was a man. Ooh, 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 ooh. Lord, Lord be with me. Lord be with me. So much we could unpack there. I, at some point, want to have a full episode on sexism at work and like collect your stories and share mine because I've talked about this instance on the podcast, like I think 3 years ago. I had one man at a large bank I worked at who exclusively called me sugar. unironically, and no one corrected him. Anyways, neither here nor there. Let's start off with like level setting the whole negotiation thing. Statistically, men are the most likely group to negotiate for their salary. And in terms of negotiation, it's not just about sex. It's also about like ethnicity. It's also about like access to information about how to negotiate, which is why I think platforms like this are so important. So first of all, thank you for your question. You are 100% validated in that men tend to negotiate a little bit more. Men tend to also be better received when they're negotiating, and there's a lot of studies to back this up, but that's primarily because a whole bunch of factors, but usually decision makers at a lot of these companies who operate like this tend to be men, and there's this whole confirmation bias, like I'm automatically going to like people I resonate with. So there's that whole thing. There's also this whole myth of like women, when we're being pushy or when we're asking for what we want, we're bitches. Right? Like I'm a bitch when I ask for what I want. When a man asks for what he wants, he's a boss. He's like cool. He should be the CEO. But when I do it, I'm bitchy and no one likes me. So there's this whole like preconceived notion of what it means to negotiate when you are one gender versus another. I don't have like the spirit to unpack how deep that is, because for people listening and you're like, why is that? There's a lot that goes behind that. It's institutional. It's how the systems are built. It's how people are trained. It's how we've been raised to perceive emotion from different sexes and genders. Like it's a very complex issue. But I want to target your question. This company did you a favor. I'll tell you that right fucking now. Right fucking now, I'll tell you that. There's no company that you want to work for that's acting like that. Like imagine a world where you are the interviewer acting like that. There's no way. Like that is not the kind of company you want to work for. So in the future, I'd say thank you so much. And I would hang the F up. I would hang the F up. Close the books. Like this is not a company you want to work for. I don't care if you should or shouldn't have applied. The fact that they took up a condescending tone with you is insane. That's insane. First of all, it's just mean, so you don't want to work at a mean-spirited company. Second of all, every candidate you meet is a potential customer, right? So why the hell would you treat that person badly? That's just crazy to me. So they did you a favor. If you are asked this question in the future, or you know, thinking about applying to the job, still apply. The worst case scenario is they say no, they can't negotiate. In New York and in a lot of different states across the US, there's law where they actually have to disclose the salary range for the role. And a lot of times they have to post the entire salary range, so the lowest to the highest possible. So is there always room for negotiation? Not really, but there's no room for being an asshole either. So there's nothing wrong with you applying. A normal recruiter, like if that was me on the call, I'd be like, oh, so sorry about that. Honestly, we can't budge from what we posted on the job, but like, let's stay in touch for future. Like, it really is as simple as that. You did nothing wrong. They did you a favor. And in the future, keep applying for these jobs. Trust me. Hi, Em. How should I respond when asked, why are you applying for this role if you have your own business? I have a bachelor's in forensic investigation and previously worked as a legal assistant for 3 years. However, I left due to a toxic environment and ventured into real estate and marketing, which I'm passionate about. How cool is that? I apply to jobs related to marketing and investigation because I need more consistent income and stability in this economy. Baby, I feel you. And I often face this question. Any suggestions? P.S. I love your videos. They're so helpful. Thank you. I'm so happy you're here. First of all, forensic investigation is so sick. I love that you've gone into that field. Okay, how should you respond? And I actually get this quite a bit as well. The times where I've been put up for new positions or like have been approached, I'll keep it vague because sometimes my employer listens. I get asked, okay, why should we give this to you? Why should you do this if you have a whole other business on the side? Won't you be distracted? Why don't you focus on that? And my response is, why don't you mind your business? Why don't you mind your business? In this economy, most people need multiple incomes to survive. And even if you didn't, like, let's say that's not necessary, hopefully with like the job that you get, that's what you love to do. So just because it's a job doesn't mean it's not also a hobby and fulfilling you pretty well. So when you are asked these questions, I would, first of all, be honest. Like, you need to say what's authentic to you. When I personally have answered this, my automatic response is, me being an entrepreneur makes me better at my 9-to-5 because I have extra value and understanding for what it takes to run a business, what it means to generate revenue. I have a more critical lens. I have more skills that I bring to the table because I run a whole ass business. I am finance. I am marketing. I am social media. I am everything to everyone because it's my business. And you get that when you hire me. You get an entrepreneur, you get someone who's resilient, and you get someone who knows how to manage multiple priorities. Oh my God, do y'all hear that? Do y'all hear that right now? Please say yes. The glug, glug, glug. I need to text my landlord. That sink has been like randomly like glug, 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 like throughout the workday. And I'm on meetings with executives. And they're like, hey, Emily, everything okay over there, hun? I'm like, no, Bob. Something's wrong with my sink. Crap, I don't want to have to deal with that. Damn, hate that for me. I hate being a tenant. Anyways, that was ridiculous. We're back. Yeah, honestly, like bringing it back. I'm here. I'm with you. Dude, do not let this hold you back. A lot of companies, especially in tech, they want to see that you're an entrepreneur, and maybe use that in your job search strategy. Look at companies who have entrepreneurial spirit as a core skill they're looking for, and especially look for companies that service products or like offer services that are geared towards entrepreneurs, because they'll have a special appreciation for that. Dear Emily, my coworker and I have become really good friends during our time working together. We truly bonded over the dreadful late nights and the overwhelming work that was given to us. Honestly, trauma bonding slay. For the past few months, I've been feeling like he is being passive aggressive with me when it comes to work, which is so frustrating. I also know that our boss tends to favor him with everything. He would complain to our boss that he doesn't want to do the work because it's too much for him and asks if someone else can take the workload, and my boss will oblige. He talks crap about everybody and complains about everything, but turns around and then acts nice to their face. I believe he's truly a nice person overall, besides the previous part, but it just seems like working alongside with him isn't working out. I want to confront him, but I am afraid of hurting their feelings. How should I approach this with him? Ooh. It is so hard to take friendship to the real world. It's effing hard, especially when you actually work closely together. I have a bunch of really good friends I've met through work, but like ironically, we don't actually work together. We just so happen to like be on the same team or work on the same project. So it's good to have that barrier. I'm going to say something that's like kind of tough love. You need to ask yourself, what's more important, this job or this friend? And baby, I bet you the answer is your job. I bet you it is. So I think in any case, you don't want this to start like trickling into your friendship. So I think what you need to do is ask yourself, how important is this friendship to you? If it's kind of like a newer friend or someone that you're building a relationship with, maybe set some boundaries. Like maybe you hang out a little bit less outside of work. Maybe you're not talking to them about your personal stuff quite as much, because you don't want the work relationship to trickle into the personal one that you have. But at the end of the day, this isn't your friend, this is your coworker, right? Like let's say something bad happens at work, he's going to run and go tell your boss. Like, let's say you make a mistake, he's going to go tell your boss. So he is your friend, but he's also your competition at work. Like, that's just how it is. So I think you need to get crisp about what is bothering you because it's hurting your feelings, which is valid. Trust me. Like, is it upsetting you that he seems like a little fake with some people? Is it bugging you that he's coming across as lazy? And you need to figure out like what is upsetting you because you don't like how he's acting as a friend, and what is upsetting you because it's actually impacting your work. And you need to separate the two. What I'm hearing from this is it's really annoying that he's kind of being two-faced. It's annoying that he's being lazy, and it kind of feels like he's taking advantage of your kindness by throwing more work on you. And if the issue is like, hey, I don't have the capacity to keep taking on this work, don't go to him. Go to your manager and say, hey, I'm at capacity. How can we balance this a little bit? Like, you need to take off the friendship hat and approach this from a business perspective. So do you have the capacity to handle these things he's giving you? If the answer is no, go to your boss, handle it with your boss. If you feel like, you know, your boss is constantly favoring him, have a sit down with your boss and say, I'd love to have a career chat. Where can I improve? I see Billy, I'm making up that name, is getting a lot of opportunities to do XYZ. What are my gaps to help me get there? Like, give your boss the opportunity to help, you know, give you the same treatment and give you the same experience. Don't go to your coworker. Don't go to your friend, because at the end of the day, that's your peer. You need to go to your boss. Treat this like it is a business relationship, and then set emotional boundaries in that friendship. I had to spend the last few minutes just saying like, holy crap, thank you. Like, oh my God, I started this podcast. How old was I? I'm 24. I'm turning 28. Actually, yeah, crap, that's crazy. I'm turning 28 tomorrow. And I started this podcast when I was 24. So the show is 4 years old. It's grown a lot. I've grown a lot. And it's always so interesting having a podcast dedicated to giving career advice while I'm still growing in my career. Like, I'm only 28, you know, like I know a lot, and I'm very skilled at what I do, but there's still things I'm learning and mistakes that I make. I'm just here to be a resource and kind of provide what's worked for me in my journey and in my career. And it's just crazy. Like it really is crazy to think about how much this has evolved. And that's because of you. Like it really is. If nobody was listening, I would just be a chick in her pajamas with a microphone. And nobody wants that. Granted, that's what you want. It's what's happening right now. But you know what I'm saying? Like I just cannot thank you enough. Thank you for making this such a special year. I really, really care about you. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will see you next Sunday, my friend.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ plus friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.